Much of the country is in the path of a major winter storm today that is icing over roads, closing airports, and causing rolling power outages for millions of Americans. Oklahoma City plunged to a record low 6 degrees below zero this morning. The last time it got even close to that cold was more than a century ago. Alana Rocha, a reporter at the Texas Tribune, woke up to an unfamiliar scene. Here she is with her 4-year-old daughter Remy and 17-month-old son Patrick.
We are in Austin, Texas, and woke up this morning to see what outside, Rem?
Snow.
Yeah? Uh-huh. What do you want to do in it today?
I want to do snow angels, and I'm building snowmen.
Yeah, how beautiful is our backyard?
It looks good.
It may look good, it may look beautiful, but it's also dangerous. Joining us now is Mark Elliott, a meteorologist and storm specialist at the Weather Channel based in Atlanta. Mark, busy day. Thanks for making time for us.
Oh, absolutely. You're not kidding.
Yeah, and then first let's focus in on Texas, because we do not hear about snow and cold like that very often. How unprecedented have the conditions been in Texas?
I mean, by all measures, this is just an incredible weather pattern that led to some incredible weather that's really not done yet. I mean, as an example, you were just hearing from that family in the Austin area. They're going to have single-digit low temperatures when they wake up tomorrow morning, which has only happened 8 times in the long recorded history of the Austin area. I mean, this is an impressive cold air outbreak by all measures, and to see the snow across Texas, very impressive as well. San Antonio officially had 6 inches of snow from this storm.
Wow. Well, this has been going on for a few days, because there was recently that terrible pileup around Fort Worth where 9 people died, and it now looks like every county in Texas is under a state of emergency, and we're seeing millions of people there who don't have power because of the burden on the power grid. It's just so great. So how dangerous is a storm like this?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit underappreciated how stressed the body can get over when underneath these extreme cold conditions. You have to take all kinds of precautions. I mean, everyone was saying, you know, don't go traveling unless you absolutely have to. And I think most people are listening to that. But, you know, have blankets in the trunk of your car in case you do get stuck somewhere. Know where those extra blankets are in your house in case you're, you know, you lose power for an extended period of time. It is not a comfortable thing to go through. We'll put it that way.
Right. And when wind chills are that low in a place like Texas where it doesn't happen very often, it might be worth it for people to know, like, what does it feel like and how dangerous, how long can you be exposed to that kind of weather?
You know, in single-digit temperatures, like we are forecasting into central, even portions of southern Texas, along with wind chills that will be even colder than that, I mean, you can get frostbite outside in a matter of minutes. So, yes, it's fun, right? You heard the kid. There's a fun side to this novelty of snow in Texas, but you do need to protect your skin. You need to make sure that you're getting breaks and getting warmed up, because you can really get hurt if you're out there too long.
Yeah, and it is not just Texas. As we said, neighboring Oklahoma, they've gone days now without getting above 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and even Seattle has gotten about a foot of snow. So how widespread is this system across the country?
Yeah, a couple of different storms are rotating through what's a bigger trough of low pressure across, say, the eastern two-thirds of the country, but then that trough also extends into the Pacific Northwest. So that's the storm pattern. Storms coming into the Pacific Northwest, diving very far south into, you know, central or even southern Texas, and then turning the corner, going through the Mid-South and eventually into the Northeast Corridor. So everybody along that path is seeing ice or snow. Anyone north of that path is in the extreme cold air. And yes, there is another storm waiting in the wings. So many of the same areas that we've been talking about are going to get snow again for the middle and end of the week, including North Texas. The Dallas area could see significant snow again. Little Rock could see significant snow. Memphis could see significant snow. I mean, these are areas that don't get snow every season. So to be talking about it twice in 1 week is just one more example of how incredible this weather pattern really is.
I mean, is it normal? I guess what you've been describing, no, it's not normal, actually. So what's causing it all to happen?
Yeah, so there's a loaded question, right? Because weather will always happen. And, you know, long-term averages are made up of weather extremes. And so It's winter. You're going to see winter weather, but you don't see this kind of winter weather every year. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's so cold. You said climate change and global warming. There is a, you know, ironic component to that, that as the poles warm at different levels, it messes with the polar vortex. I'm sure people have remember hearing about that from a couple of years ago. As that slows down, that strong corridor of wind around the Arctic that keeps that cold air locked up, it gets all kinds of wiggly and wobbly. And that happens all the time. That polar vortex is always there. But this is an impressive wobble, if you will. So all that Arctic air spilled into the lower latitudes where the U.S. is, and that cold air is, you know, we're really feeling the impacts right now.
Mark Elliott at the Weather Channel, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.